I want my hand, please.
And a pleasant good afternoon once again. I think we met just about everybody out here on the gospel portion. I hope so, because we enjoyed that so very much and seemed as though everybody else did too. And I was mighty happy to hear Bill Monroe say that in each one of his bluegrass festivals, this is the way that they would be run on Sunday morning. And it's a wonderful feeling, and I'm glad to see Bill do that. It's just wonderful, and of course, I have always loved Bill Monroe. He's been very close to us, and I know that you do, and he's a big favorite right now. I expect Bill Monroe is more popular than he's ever been in his life, and I'm mighty glad to see him put it all together and make it fit in there the way it should have been done several years ago. We introduced our fellows to you. Of course, we'll do it quickly again. Bill Carver with the dobro guitar over here, a fine gentleman, a fine musician. Give him a nice quick hand there. And with the banjo is a fine musician. We give a nice hand to Earl Sneed, if you would please, a nice hand. Earl, thank you. And over on the extreme left, is my old standby buddy there at the bass fiddle, and you just can't hook him up wrong. He can just play most anything. Banjo, drums when you need them, bass, and you name it, all but the fiddle, and I hope he won't learn to play that, because then they can do without me. A nice hand for Mike Lattimore. Would you give him a nice hand, please? Got somebody else back there I wanted to kind of brag on a little bit. But
I'm trying to get a strike.
he's sort of getting a wire there on again.
Busted one, right?
But I'd like you to meet him. And, you know, he used to be with us for about 5 years before he joined Porter Wagner. And, boy, I just threw the hook into him, and I said, come on back home, boy. And he surprised me. He came.
Yeah. glad to be back.
No, he didn't work as hard as the other boys were going, Porter and all of them. And I couldn't go that much. And he said, I'd be mighty glad to rejoin you. And I said, well, if you're not kidding, I know I'm not. He's not kidding about breaking strings either. He still does it. A nice hand for George McCormick, would you please?
I can't get one. I'll get one in a minute.
I think you're being sabotaged. I believe that was Carl Story. I give you that string, didn't he? Huh? That's a good boy, I'll tell you that. All right, leave it the way it is, and we'll let you get away here after we call on Earl after a while for a banjo tune. Let's do one here that we have on record. First started us out at the Grand Ole Opry, I believe, about 1959.